We're going to jump right in here. We'll start with our listener, Victoria. She's 81, lives in Montgomery County, and she says she knows she's eligible for the vaccine, but she has not been able to sign up.
I have gone onto the websites. I don't have a computer. And then I've been on several sites for Montgomery County, and I couldn't find it. I never could find a place to register. That's where I am right now. I've been trying to do this for a long time now, maybe for about a month. I haven't been able to make any progress. I don't think I'd see now. I can follow instructions as they pop up. I just wished it was a little simpler to do.
In the past couple of months, we've been hearing a lot from seniors like Victoria who are having a hard time trying to sign up for the vaccine. But this particular call has to do with one very specific barrier: technology. Most vaccine sites across the country require people to register and schedule their appointments online. But for people with limited tech skills or who maybe don't have computers or cell phones or internet access, that causes problems. Anything from not knowing which priority group they're in, to not knowing where to sign up locally, to not being able to sign up fast enough to get an open slot. That problem of access is called the digital divide, and it disproportionately affects low-income people, people living in rural areas, people of color, and the elderly, which means some of the groups at the highest risk for severe symptoms of COVID-19 are having trouble getting their shots.
I talked to Bill Johnston Walsh last week. He's a state director of the AARP in Pennsylvania. He said it's a common problem that's frustrating a lot of local members.
So we sent out a survey to our membership, and in a 24-hour period, we got over 3,100 responses. And a majority of them were frustrated. They were confused about the system as it's set up. Some of the quotes that we got were, they called it a Wild West, a crapshoot, and a degrading Hunger Games.
For seniors who are not tech savvy, online registration is hard. All the appointments could be gone by the time it takes them to fill out the form. They could call, of course, but there's not one centralized call system. And that also leads to confusion. If people want a vaccine, they might have to call a pharmacy, hospital, or health center directly. Then they have to wait, since the lines are often busy. And even after that wait, there might not be a live person on the other end to help them navigate the sign-up. In the meantime, one good solution we have seen is getting help from other people. If you're an older person having trouble, or someone without regular internet access, you might get a friend or a family member or a neighbor to help.
And I actually spoke to one of our listeners who's offering that help.
My name is Tina Hogan. I live in Philadelphia County. I work with a gentleman, and he's over 65. He does not have a computer or email, and he does not have a cell phone. And those are the two things that you need to get on most of the list to get a COVID vaccine. And there are many people out there that just cannot get on a list. It's just assumed that everybody has a cell phone and an email address, and that is simply not the case.
Tina's problem is twofold. First, the person she's trying to help doesn't have tech access. But even with her help, after 3 or 4 weeks of searching daily and signing up for multiple waitlists, he hasn't found a first dose. She says there are so many lists out there and so much information to sort through that it can get overwhelming. I did also talk to someone who's been trying to close that information gap. Her name's Dr. Christine Meyer, and she runs her own practice in Chester County. She says that when she and her staff first offered to help people struggling to get a COVID vaccine, they got 1,200 responses in 2 hours. Their email server broke. They just couldn't keep up with the demand. So she started a Facebook group called PA COVID Vaccine Matchmakers, which connects people looking for appointments with volunteers who can help them navigate the system.
The idea was really just to connect people who knew how to work the system with people who were really struggling with it, like older people, people who didn't have internet access, people who just didn't have the stamina to play this back and forth game. I think by the first week we had like 10,000 members, and now we're up to like almost 30,000. We've scheduled like 1,400 vaccine appointments for people.
And there are multiple groups like Dr. Meyer's across the country. Essentially, volunteer-run vaccine scheduling services that crowdsource links and information and help get shots in arms.
Right, because again, online registration isn't always the best way to reach people. I talked to Tony Reed, the chief medical officer at Temple Health in Philadelphia. He said when they offered the vaccine to their older, medically high-risk patients via email invites for an online portal, they only had a 15% response rate. But when they followed up with phone calls, that jumped to 80%. He says they're still going to use the online portals since they can process more signups at once.
The reason we do that is A, it really helps cut down on phone calls, but B, it allows simultaneous people to get in and schedule themselves, so it makes it faster.
But they've also added staff to their call center, and they're working to call every person on their list.
We're a service industry at our root. We are providing the service of healthcare. And so service industries go to where the consumer is. They don't expect the consumer to come to them. They go to where the consumer is.
Not many of the people who have been vaccinated so far are 65 or older, though Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey all have this group as one of their current priorities. Of the three states, Delaware is the only one where more than half of the people who have been vaccinated are age 65 or older. Philadelphia is vaccinating people aged 75 or older, but less than 15% of the people who have been vaccinated are in this age group. So it's good that these groups are eligible for the vaccine. But as we've seen from these volunteer call centers and health systems and Facebook groups, there still is a lot of work to do to make it accessible.
I do want to add one more thing from Dr. Meyer.
I mentioned, you know, this vaccine envy idea where people are like upset if someone who seems young and healthy gets a vaccine before an older person. I think people need to remember that this is about public health and it's not about the individual. A vaccine for anyone is a victory for everyone.
She says that if your neighbor gets a vaccine and you don't, that's still a win for you because that's how public health works. The goal of the vaccine isn't just to protect individual people. It's to stop the spread for our entire population. And the more vaccines that are given out, the faster that will happen.
So what about our listeners? If they're looking for help or information, where should they go?
They can go to whyy.org/vaccine to find answers to all the questions we've looked into so far. Or they can reach us at the Health Desk Help Desk by calling 215-351-0512 and leaving us a message. Don't forget to leave your name and where you're from, along with your comment or question. We might call you back or put your voice on air in our next feature.